We're going to pick up a lot of that, but that won't be too terrible, those trucks.
Probably not.
From Calvert Street, yeah.
This is an interview with Jack Perlmutter. Today is August 20th, 1979. We're here at the Perlmutter's home at 2511 Cliffbourne Place in Washington, D.C. This is Julie Hafley for the Archives of American Art interviewing Mr. Perlmutter. And we thought we'd start with some background information and wonder what you recall about your childhood and early interest in art.
Well, I was always interested in art, but never thought that I would want to be an artist, a painter or a printmaker. I enjoyed looking at pictures and especially looking at signs. And I was born in New York City and lived in New York until I guess I was 20 when I came to Washington. But what I remember is using chalk on the sidewalks, appreciating the old sign painters and this window displays, and making pictures in school. It seemed that I, for no reason but just that I accepted it, that I was able to make faces and horses and cows and design posters, and never thinking anything of it, and never wanting to use it for anything other than it was a nice thing to do. Now, I got my first, what I would call, involvement in art when I was going to school and I needed a job, and I just had some, I didn't know what I was going to do, I had no idea, and I needed some, I needed to make some money, so I took some of my pictures and posters. Now, this was no training other than what would be in a school, and I never thought that
public
was
school.
High school, yeah. And I never thought this would be anything. And went into these buildings and looked for sign painters. They had a directory or display, and I'll never forget this. I still remember the address, 220 Fifth Avenue. It was Stone Displays, and I walked in. It was a tremendous loft, and it was hammering and all kinds of things going on, and someone, what do you want, son? I want to see stone displays, and I'm looking for a job, and I showed him my pictures. He said, this is very, very, very good. He says, just now we need someone. Can you make signs? And I said, no. And he said, well, you think you can learn in a couple of days? And I said, yes. And I worked my way through the summer. In fact, I worked my way through school through the summer, and also did some work during the winter and spring in the evenings. And that was the only basic training I ever had in the arts, that I became a sign painter. Now, not a very good one. On the scale of 10, let's say I was 6 or 7. I was never a very good one. But I was able to do something else. I made up with what I didn't have, because that is a lot of skill involved, and it took a lot of years. I made up by designing the posters, where I would put pictures on it. And I'll always remember this. I was there no more than 3 or 4 weeks, and he showed me some block lettering, which looked very, very modern, and I practiced, and I was able to do some of it. And there was an old hotel there, Hotel New Yorker. And I actually designed a display for him. I couldn't build anything. I had no experience in electricity or carpentry. But I designed a skyscraper, and I saw the way they had cut out lights. And he actually had a man cut these things out, put the lights, I painted it, put some block lettering, and that was it. That was the only experience. My whole training had nothing to do with art.